Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. I'm John Batchelor. We're going to the surface of Mars with Percy, otherwise known as Perseverance, and something's been repaired. What is that, Bob?
One of the camera spectroscopy instruments on the robot arm had a problem 6 months ago. Camera cover got stuck halfway open, and they couldn't use it anymore. And so they spent the last 6 months troubleshooting this thing, and they finally got they shook the arm, basically, and got the cover to open so that they could use this camera and spectroscope. However, with the cover stuck open, they can't focus the camera and the spectroscope anymore. So the way they're going to focus it is, and they spent a month or two using the robot arm to find out the precise distance this arm has to be from an object to get a focused picture. And so they found that if they put the arm 1.58 inches away from the ground, they'll get a sharp picture. And so they've done that. So they fixed the instrument, and this is a key instrument for doing close-up geology on Mars, John. And so they got it fixed. It's a good thing.
This reminds me how I used to fix my computers. I would unplug it and plug it back in, Bob. It always works.
Well, it's a little more complicated here because they had to do a lot of maneuvering with the robot arm to shake that cover open. And then they had to do multiple pictures at different distances until they found the distance that was sharpest. So it was nice work by the person.
Well, sometimes after I plugged and unplugged it, I would hit it. That would also work. High-tech engineering. Okay, we're off to Juno, which is in orbit around Jupiter. What has it seen, Bob?
This is using data from the various flybys, most specifically a flyby of the moon Io in May of 23. Io is the one with all the volcanoes. Scientists have said that the infrared data located at least 11 active lava lakes on Io. These are actual lakes of lava. And what's interesting about the lakes is that they don't overflow the rims at all. It appears that they're very stable, which means the magma comes up from below and then descends down below again. It never rises up above the rims to overflow like you would expect at a volcano. And that just indicates once again that there's a lot of magma on Io, and it's very stable. And this is a volcano planet that's going to keep bursting over and over and over again because of the tidal forces of Jupiter nearby.
Bob, a question comes to me. I beg pardon, I haven't mentioned it before. Juno, when it first went into orbit, there was something irregular that meant that it weren't going to be able to fly the complete profile of Juno.
What happened? Let me go quick, John. What happened is that the main engine, they were going to do another orbit burn to lower the orbit so they could do multiple additional orbits at a lower elevation. The engine had an issue, so they decided not to do that burn, and so they've been orbiting Jupiter at a higher altitude. It doesn't limit the amount of science, but it means it just takes longer, and because the thing is working so well, they're able to getting everything they were intended to get. It's just taking a lot longer.
Okay, Chang'e 6 is back. What did it bring?
They have now opened the sample return capsule, and they have determined that it brought back 4 pounds of material from the moon, more than 4 pounds. And so they're in the process of curating that material and getting it stored properly so it doesn't get contaminated. They say they'll begin distributing samples to Chinese researchers in about 6 months, and probably in about a year they'll start distributing it to the international partners who work with this project, John.
Wildfires in Nature magazine. Nature is the European peer-reviewed top of the pile. What have they said, Bob?
This is a garbage report from Nature. It just indicates that journal is no longer understands what science is all about, John. They're claiming that wildfires have increased in intensity because of global warming, and there's no evidence of that in the study at all. And I describe in detail why. To claim global warming in this factor is just bad science, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.